Jack Smith, joined by Nate Ochoa here on Fred Nats on Deck. Nate, we saw you come out of Thursday's game a little bit early, but you know, you're back in the lineup today. How overall are you feeling?
I feel great. You know, took a couple days, kind of had a minor sprain of the ankle, I want to say. Cleat just got caught in the dirt, so it was a little unfortunate situation, but you know, you take a couple days, you work on it, and like you said, back in the lineup today, so feeling good.
You've got hits in six straight games too. What do you think you can attribute your recent string of success to?
You know, obviously just working in the cage a lot, working with Mike, the hitting coach, and really just trusting myself, kind of going up to the plate, not trying to think too much, and just trusting my abilities and being an athlete out there.
I feel like hitting streaks at this level can be pretty impressive because most guys, you know, they're not playing every day. How do you manage to stay locked in through the off days, you know, maybe when you're alternating playing and not playing, to just be at your best when you do get in the lineup?
I mean, you know, it's just making sure that in the lineup for the game or not, you know, you come in for practice or all your pregame work with the same mindset every day. You know, over the past couple of years being here, have really taken pride in trying to figure out my routine and trying to do the same thing every day to where it kind of becomes second nature, and it's not really about thinking too much when doing things, but more of, you know, like I said, creating that routine, and no matter playing or not, doing the same thing every day. So if I am in the lineup, it's all normal.
Well, your routine probably had to change a little bit. I know last year you were an infielder that kind of could play outfield. This year that's completely switched. You've played outfield for the majority of the year. How has that transition overall been for you from last year to now this year?
It's been pretty good. I feel really comfortable in the outfield. I played when I was younger. I played when up until I was 16 years old, until I started becoming kind of a full-time shortstop, and then obviously in pro ball I've been all over a little bit, but you know, I feel comfortable out there, and I trust what I can do on the defensive side of the baseball, and you know, I just kind of go out, and our outfield coordinator says, you know, obviously I'm newer to the outfield side of things, but he said just go out and have fun, like you're an athlete, I know you can do it, so just don't think too much. So that's what I've been trying to do.
This team's lost some tough games in this series. What do you make of the hardships in this series?
I mean, you know, that's a good team. We played well against them when they came to Fredericksburg, and obviously some of the games haven't gone our way this way around. But, you know, we're a good team, and I think the more we're playing with each other, the more everybody's building chemistry together, and, you know, we're kind of getting a feel for things. I think soon we're going to catch fire, but you know, that's a good team over there. It's every game for the most part has been a well-fought game by both sides, and hopefully today we can come out with a good one.
You seem like a little bit of a chemistry guy. You see you around the batting cage, you're always trying to kind of be the smile out there. Why do you take on that mantle? Why is that important for you?
I just think that's always how I've been. I mean, I try and keep things lighthearted when they can be. Obviously, you know, there's times where everybody needs to be serious or take things serious or whatnot. But I think for the most part, I come out and I try and enjoy life. I mean, I get to play a sport for a living, and hopefully I can do it for a long, long time. But, you know, I just try and rub that off on everybody. And it's not really me thinking of doing it. That's just kind of who I am as a person. And naturally, it just comes out.
From seeing Davian Garcia, I kind of think he's got a little bit of that same personality, and he gets the ball for you guys today. It seems like when he's out there, if team's always got a really good chance of winning. What stood out to you about the way that he's pitched, and what does he show you on the mound?
I mean, he's great on the mound. You know, you can tell in the locker room he's kind of got a little bit of that dog mentality, and it's not so much of a hard-nosed dog mentality. Like you said, he's kind of like me, where he can have fun here and there, but you know, when he gets the ball, he's locked in, and I think that's the thing. He doesn't take it too seriously in a sense. Obviously he's trying his best and whatnot, but he's just going out there trusting what he can do, and we trust him on the mound. So I'm looking forward to seeing him pitch. I always love watching him pitch.
All right, Nate, glad to see you back in the lineup. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.